Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. There have been many attempts over the course of its near 400-year existence to improve and enhance the environmental conditions of Barbados's capital city, Bridgetown. But it has often apparently been something of an uphill battle, especially with regards to sanitation, as we are reminded by an advocate editorial carried on this day, November 3rd, 1950. In the piece, the newspaper called for the provision of amenities such as public toilets and urinals. Listeners might be interested to hear how the publication made its case for such a call. Firstly, it said of Bridgetown that though it was modern in terms of the existence of electricity, gas, and telephone services, it was, quote, medieval if it is rated on its sanitary efficiency, unquote. It also said, and I'm quoting once again, that backwood lumber camps can give points to Bridgetown in any competition for cleanliness. Also, the main street would pass in a third-rate contest, and most damningly perhaps, many of the byways and alleyways would have no fear of any serious challenger in any contest where squalor, dirt, and insanitary conditions were the qualifications needed, unquote. The newspaper laid the blame for the city's conditions at the doorsteps of the departments of both central and local government, lambasted them for fostering, quote, the slovenly and dirty habits responsible for the present state of the city, unquote, through their disregard for cleanliness and sanitation. The island's education system did not escape criticism. According to the newspaper, the inadequate sanitary arrangements in the schools made the children attending them become accustomed to what it described as, quote, departures from strict sanitary customs of modern civilized communities, unquote. Therefore, according to the editorial, when a child went to work in Bridgetown as an adult, he was not surprised by the indiscriminate urination and littering that was apparently the norm in the city, and with the marked lack of public conveniences and bins, would not be blamed if he or she followed the customs as they existed. It should be noted that in general, criticisms of the sanitation in Bridgetown were not new, having been the case dating back to since the early years of the city's establishment. The newspaper acknowledged that Bridgetown, being a small and unplanned city, made the installation of amenities a difficult task. However, it advanced the rather revolutionary suggestion that Barbados could follow the lead of several European cities and build public facilities underground. One of the sites it suggested was the Fountain Gardens, arguing that it was centrally located and it either did not need to be disturbed or, if so disturbed, could be replaced upon the completion of construction. The newspaper felt that these facilities were important for the health and comfort of citizens, firstly, and then similarly for the foreign visitors coming to the city. That particular suggestion was never taken up, and though in the years since public toilets and baths were constructed in and around the city, public urination continued to be a big enough problem to attract frequent commentary. In fact, almost 70 years after the editorial on the need for public toilets and urinals was carried in the Barbados Advocate on this day, November 3rd, 1950, the same newspaper, in an editorial carried in June of 2019, said, quote, public urination in this country, particularly in Bridgetown, is a massive problem. Too often, as we walk through the various side streets and alleyways throughout the city, our noses are assaulted by the awful stench of stale urine. Now, while it is easy to say, find those who answer the call of nature in our alleyways, the fact is that for many, the alley is the only place to go as there are not enough public restrooms available, unquote.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.